Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
Zach Orr met with the media as the Ravens count down to Saturday's meeting with Cleveland.
How y'all doing? Y'all doing all right? I'm doing good.
Was that the most awkward landing you've had? Playing or not playing?
Definitely. I didn't even know what honestly happened until after the game, and my mom, she showed me, she's like, boy, you crazy. Look what's going on. I was like, man, I was just so amped up. I fell pretty hard, though. I'm not going to lie. I fell pretty hard. So I was a little worried at first. See, a couple of days, like, man, I hope I didn't hurt anything too serious, but I'm good, though. But it definitely was awkward landing, for sure.
What were you trying to do?
Honestly, I don't even know. Like, I was just so amped up, man. That was like one of the best plays I've seen in recent memory, and I was just so excited, just trying to celebrate and support my guys, and then that ended up happening. So that was just a lot of emotions just being expressed right there.
How cool is it to see a guy like Ardarius having moments? I mean, we've seen him multiple times, so moments like that in these huge games, man. When he waited so long, went through the injuries, all that stuff.
Yeah. I mean, it's great, man. That's what you kind of get in this profession for, man, to see the hard work that guys put in behind the scenes. I mean, obviously his story, he had a lot of injuries, he battled early on in his career, rehabbed, never complained, battled back, always on the kind of the bubble of the roster, making plays out here in practice. And then when he gets opportunity, now he's making big time plays for the world to see. I mean, this is a great thing to see, man. And just one of the things I personally always believed in is hard work always going to pay off, no matter. It might not happen. It might not show when you want it to, but if you keep on putting the work in, it's going to pay off. And I think that's what's happening with AD right now. So it's real neat to see. It's no surprise to us. I'm just glad that the world's starting to see that all the hard work he's putting in and what type of player he is.
Zach, do you see yourself in him a little bit too? As you know, undrafted guys getting up there and playing at a really high level?
Yeah, I definitely feel like I could relate to it, man. I mean, you know, obviously I understand what it's like to be, you know, undrafted, where I got to fight for everything you get counted out. A lot of people, you know, you really can't make any mistakes because that undrafted label is always going to follow you. So I could definitely relate to what he's doing and where he's come from. So it's really good to see.
Zach, Kyle Van Noy is at a career high sacks at 33 years old. I'm curious from your perspective, what's made this season so successful for him, and at what point preseason or during the season did you realize that he was on this trajectory to reach that mark?
Yeah, I mean, I think last year he had a great year, and we got him in the middle of September or something like that. So we anticipated him having a great year from the standpoint of he had a full off season, a full year underneath his belt, just from a physical standpoint, and then just him another year being with us being familiar with his game, and him just putting the work in, man. I mean, he had a great training camp, and anything that he's doing right now, not surprising us, because he works hard at it, man. And like I've always said, he's one of the best students of the game that I've personally been around. So he's able to apply everything he sees on film, everything he does out on practice to the game at a high level, man. And what he's done for us has been real valuable. So I'm happy with KV, man. I'm proud of him. Another testament of a guy who's putting the work in and is showing on game day.
Him being the old head in the room, how does his success kind of permeate through a lot of that group?
I think that it just shows those guys, man, that there's no limitations that, you know, even people might try to put limitations on. You can't pay attention to the outside noise. You block that out. You show up to work every single day and you put in the work, it's going to pay off. So I think he's been a great example for not only those guys in the outside linebacker room, but for our whole defense and for our whole team, that no matter, you know, how long you've been playing, no matter what people say, if you do things the right way, it's going to work out for you.
Exactly.
Yeah. Man, I've gotten to know Marlo real well, and he definitely has a unique personality, but the thing I love about it is he's going to be himself, and you're going to get Marlon, and he's going to tell you the truth, he's going to tell you how he feels, and it's always coming from a good place. So, you know, I think Marlo really stepped up his leadership this year, and he's always been a guy who's always been himself, but he's been a little bit more vocal, which I feel like he realized he has to, because he's year 8, year 7? He's one of the longest tenured Ravens here. So guys look up to him, guys listen to him, and he's not only leading by with his words, but he's leading with his actions most importantly. So we love Marlon. We want Marlon to be himself. If he's not himself, then something's wrong, you know. So we want Marlon being his crazy self, and we appreciate it, and I think he appreciates us for letting him be himself.
Zach, speaking of outside noise, just curious, and there was so much noise earlier in the season about the defense and so forth. What was that just like for you personally to go through that and deal with it?
I mean, it was tough. It was tough for me personally. It was tough just because, you know, the family, my family and all that. My family, that, you know, they see stuff and everything. So I'm not going to sit here and act like I'm naive or I don't you know, hear that stuff. And, you know, my family, they the ones that were really affected, you know, by it. But, you know, I tell them all the time, it's nothing new, man. It's like adversity always going to hit. And if I'm gonna preach it, I got to live it. So, like we always say, there's no testimony without no test. So we're just going through a little test. And, hey, there might be more tests to come, but we know how to handle it. So you just got to block out the noise, whether it's good or whether it's bad, and stay focused at the task at hand.
And on the flip side of that, and I know you're always sort of looking ahead and planning for the next thing that you're trying to improve, but did you allow yourself any gratifying moment, or did you feel any gratifying moment when you saw the guys kind of turning the corner on some of that stuff?
Yeah, I mean, definitely. Like, you always appreciate when the work starts to show. When the work starts to show, you know, like I said, we keep talking about putting the work in. When it starts to show, when it starts to pay off, you definitely appreciate those things. And I think for us, and me personally, and for us here in this organization, it just makes you even hungrier, man. It makes you want to even go even that much harder. So that's what we're chasing now. So it's good to see the work to pay off, but we know we got a lot more work to do, and that's what we're chasing. That's what we're hungry for.
Piggybacking off that, Zach, how special was the defensive shutout that you guys pitched? And then especially for you, on the anniversary, 8-year anniversary, Christmas for you as a player, was there any special significance?
Oh, man, it was funny. I wasn't even really, honestly, me personally, thinking about that. I was just so focused on, man, the game and making sure our guys ready to roll, which they were. But it was special, man, because, I mean, that's what you strive for, man. You strive for perfection and you achieve excellence. That's one of the things that another thing I live by. If you guys are going to know, I got a lot of quotes and stuff that's in my mind. But, you know, it wasn't perfect, but we achieved excellence that day. So I think it was good. I was proud of the guys because, like I said, man, these dudes sacrifice a lot, man, with their bodies, with their mind, families. Obviously, Christmas going on the road, short turnaround. You know, a lot of people didn't see their families on Christmas. So for them to go out there and put a performance like that, it was great. And I think it just shows us, like, if we play together, we on point, we do things we can do, we can put performances like that. So now we're looking for the next one. It definitely in a sense it does, because you don't know. But the good thing about it is we got great people around the building who make cut-ups and get us information to be prepared for both guys, man. I mean, we're obviously familiar with Robinson Thompson, and you know, now we're doing some work on Zappy. So you know, our game plan really won't change much how we approach these guys. The system is going to be the same. You expect a little bit more QB runs with Robinson Thompson in there. And you know, we're going to do what we do. And we got to go out there and handle business. We got to play clean football, play physical football, play sound football, no matter who the quarterback is. And I think we'll be good.
Exactly. Because you're kind of getting to this point of the season where the stakes are the highest. Is there any thought to holding back some of the cars because you know that, you know, there are kind of higher stakes ahead?
Nah, man. I mean, this game right here is for the AFC North, and that's one of our goals. First goal is to go 1-0 that week, make the playoffs. We did that. Next one is to win AFC North. So we pulling out all the stops that we need to do to go get this win on Saturday, man.
Thank you, Zach.
Appreciate y'all. Thank you.